And our next guest is here to tell us all about how the Eagles list is taking shape. So delighted to welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Adam Selwood. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Adam.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much. My apologies. I've been locked up in a meeting. So, yeah, a few minutes late for you.
Oh, that's okay. No worries.
We won't hold any grudges.
No, no grudges.
Exactly. We're grateful for you to be on our show.
those Victorians don't hold grudges, do they?
No.
Just don't beat us in a grand final.
So I know they're bred.
Now, Adam, you played 187 career games for West Coast, including the Premiership in 2006. How has the transition to heading up West Coast AFLW football program come about?
Yeah, oh, look, it's an interesting one for me. I obviously finished my career back in 2013 and sort of always had an interest, obviously, in list management, administration, but also coaching as well. So initially post my career, I had some job offers from, you know, I guess, Victorian clubs, AFL clubs and West Coast to be a development coach. So I did that for 3 years because it sort of just helped, I guess, my transition out of the game and understanding just the inner workings of a club and the fast pace and the level of work you need to do. So that was great. I did that under Simo when he first came to the club and learned a lot there. And then I moved out into administration post my 3 years of coaching, so the NGA space and academies with our club. And that sort of morphed into female football as well. Which was great, and once I sort of got in the female football space, there was obviously a lot of work to do, but once I started working with the players and coaches and the programs over here, just really excited to get the licence for 2020 and part of that bid, and that sort of led me to heading up the program and where it is today. So really excited. It's not far away. We've got a few more signings to go, but we're pretty comfortable, obviously, with where the list is sitting and what we need to build over the coming months.
Yeah, well, speaking of lists, you know, it must be an interesting process to have a completely blank slate in front of you and you build your list up from scratch. Who was the first name that you were targeting for that list?
Yeah, I lost plenty of sleep. Don't worry about that. I don't really want to go through that period again, but initially our first two players on our list were 17-year-old priority signings in Michaela Bowen, who was the State 18 WA captain at the recent championships, and Rosie Deegan. So they were officially our two first players, but there was a couple of players that had agreed early during the AFLW season that they were going to come across, but that they weren't to be announced the sign and trade period. But our first player through that period to officially sign a contract was Dana Hooker.
Yes.
Which was obviously a big get, and you know, we'd been watching Hooks for a long period of time.
And caused, you know, many really, free OTs with that one, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, we were looking for people obviously with high character, strong work ethic, someone who could really take our program forward and lead it the right way. So she was one that, you know, displayed all those attributes for the 3 years that she was in, and you know, really getting to know her through that process. And you know, it was a really tough decision for Hooks to come, but there was many factors other than just football, but she decided that West Coast was the right place for her. And then we had Emma Swanson as well on the same day signed. So two girls that I'd worked, you know, really closely with to ensure that we had sort of the right nucleus and leadership to continue to build our program. And we probably think it's going to take 3 years of drafting and getting the right talent in to get our full squad where we need it to be. But when you got players like that on the list that you can really build off, we're stoked to have them as part of our club.
And having those exceptional players with that experience, I think, will give a lot to the girls who are going to be playing. But how do you go about building a competitive list? What do you look at first? Do you look at the midfield as a priority, or do you consider leadership to be a priority, or are there other, or do you build out from other areas on the field?
Yeah, look, when you have to build a squad from 0 to 30, you build one. For our football club, is you need to have the right character. and writing ingredients in that space. And that will then allow you to play football for a long period of time. And then there's obviously the element of talent. So we know where our list needs are and what the balance might look like in terms of some positional needs. But I'm still focused on ensuring that we get the right talent in. And then you know, we've got a great coaching group and strength and conditioning team and medical team to help, develop these players. And some that might think that they're, you know, an inside midfielder may not be playing as an inside midfielder and might be playing as a high half forward just because of what our squad needs, and we'll be able to make sure that we give them the right coaching and, I guess, physical development and even mental development to be able to cope with those roles.
Mm. Now, Adam, I think you've got 18 girls already on your list. How are the girls gelling and what's the vibe in the group?
Yeah, they're really good. I'm seeing Brianna Green actually walk out of the club. She's obviously had a session with our strength and conditioning team, so they're going really well. We've blended our AFLW signings in with our high performance academy group, which has been running most of the year, where our academy signings will come from, to obviously get them training together once a week, but also to help make it feel a team and part of a club. And you know, these girls haven't known each other longer than what I've known them. Usually, you know, most of them are from the WA pathway, with the exception of Maddie Collier. But she's obviously had a connection through Emma Swanson. And she was over here this week doing her medicals and did a session with the girls. And she's going to be a ripper for our squad as well. So all's going really well. It's fantastic. We haven't lost a game yet. So they all
win-loss record is good.
Don't worry, I've got the office, the key to my office all ready to go, that if we're losing, I'll lock myself in so they can't get to me.
Well, good luck with the initial or your inaugural AFLW season. We're very excited to watch it all expand even further in season four and see what's happening with the Eagles in particular. So thanks so much for your time, Adam. We wish we could chat all night, but...
No worries, I understand. Well, thanks for your time and, I look forward to further updates down the track.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time, Adam.